apparently in the aftermath of the Oklahoma case, opioid maker Purdue Pharma suddenly offered up to $12 billion to settle thousands of lawsuits against the company and its owning Sackler family. They're among 22 opioid makers, distributors, and pharmacies being sued. A total of 2,000 cases slated to go to trial in Cleveland in October. There are others. Erie County's involved in several. Poloncar says the Oklahoma decision came from a judge in a conservative state and sends a message about drugs and death.
There were many in Erie County who died of overdoses as a result of addiction from pain medication. And I don't think this will bring a whole lot of solace to the families that lost loved ones in Oklahoma, but it does send a message to the pharmaceutical companies that you will be held responsible for the deaths that you cause.
Poloncar is cautious about any money benefit to the county. Johnson & Johnson has already said it will appeal the judge's decision, and that process might take many years. Still, the one-time corporate lawyer says drug companies have to look at the facts in a conservative state and up-and-coming trials in other places, like more liberal, Cleveland, New York City, and Long Island. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.